Until Monday, the Kakhovka Dam held back 18 billion cubic meters of water, generating electricity and providing fresh water for hundreds of thousands of people. Not anymore. The most immediate impact is for the tens of thousands of civilians living immediately downriver. This is the Ukrainian-controlled side, the river swollen and overwhelming the banks. Residents of nearby streets evacuated from the rising waters. And a family pet, stranded and seemingly in shock, rescued by a passing patrol.
I was evacuated from the flooded Antonivka village. Our local school and stadium downtown were flooded. The stadium was completely underwater, and the floodwaters were reaching the school.
On the Russian-occupied side of the river, the town of Novokakhovka is also under a meter or more of floodwater. At a meeting of NATO's eastern flank countries, Ukraine's president accused the Russians of terrorism.
It's physically impossible to blow it up somehow from the outside by shelling. It was mined. It was mined by the Russian occupiers, and they blew it up. And this once again demonstrates the cynicism with which Russia treats the people whose land it has captured. It's the most dangerous terrorist in the world.
Russian officials give conflicting accounts of denial, some saying the dam had burst on its own, most pointing the finger of blame back at Ukraine.
In trying to prevent the offensive operations by the Russian army along this section of the front line, the Kyiv regime committed an act of sabotage, or a terrorist act. It led to the flooding of substantial areas and will have serious and long-lasting environmental consequences.
Before and after, satellite imagery again reveals the extraordinary extent of the deluge. The sluice gates of the dam have been gushing water since late last year, when Russia ended its occupation of the city of Kherson and withdrew its troops across the Dnipro River. Russian forces kept control of the dam itself and have previously destroyed the road running along the top of it.
For Russia, you can see the immediate benefit in that you're stopping that connection for Ukrainian forces to get across. And also, I would say that if they're not planning on staying there for the long term, for whatever reason, if they think, for example, that they're not going to win this battle, then they would leave Ukraine with this long-term headache.
Ukrainian infrastructure has been attacked since the start of the war, but Ukraine's much-anticipated counter-offensive is taking this conflict into a dramatic new phase with dramatic consequences. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera.